Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's our final hour of the week, and we're going to start it talking about, I would say, the biggest story in the Twin Cities area this entire week. A South Minneapolis restaurant investigation, raid, whatever you want to call it, a significant show of force by the federal government, including DEA, FBI, ATF, and ICE, and the protests by those, the comments by city leaders, and even today, people still discussing how was it handled? Was it handled in the right way? Are we getting all the information? And certainly the Minneapolis City Council is going to play a part. Jason Chavez is kind enough to join us, member of the City Council, represents Ward 9. Yesterday, he proposed an independent after-action review of what took place in South Minneapolis. It passed unanimously, and Jason is kind enough to join us. He is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. Jason, thank you very much for your time. Why did you feel like the city council needed to play this role, and what happens now?
Yeah, thank you for having me on here today. So first and foremost, you are correct. This after-action review, this request to the city auditor passed unanimously on the Minneapolis City Council, because it's important that our communities get an independent after-action review to get answers to questions many people, including myself, still has. But the bottom line is that we had a federal raid on Lake in Bloomington that has completely traumatized our community. You had the Homeland Security, you had armored vehicles, you had agents with guns in our community, with face masks, with badges being covered, and you had ICE on site in a heavily immigrant corridor. And it is my belief that the way that the city handled this and the way that the city is downplaying the trauma that our community experienced is not only making it hard for us to rebuild communities, but is destroying that trust. And I think it is important to acknowledge that our community here is frustrated, is scared, and when we have a Trump administration that thinks it's okay to come into our neighborhoods with this much of a force, it's only going to traumatize our community. No one should have to witness these military tanks and assault rifles in their neighborhoods when you see similar actions in different parts of the state, like in Bloomington, have a different response.
Yeah, there were seven
in corridor.
Yeah, there were seven other raids that day. Mm-hmm. How would you compare how those seven other raids were handled compared to what took place at the restaurant in your ward?
Complete fear tactic. Like I said, right, we have people with assault rifles, agents with ICE badges, people with face coverings, people getting pepper sprayed, tanks being going down our corridor next to the thief. It's a response that has broken the trust of our community. And this is not the response that people in Bloomington, the city of Bloomington, where there was a raid over there, that was not the same response. And I think the difference here is that this is a immigrant corridor. This is where our community loves. This is our home. And that response felt very intentional.
So you think it was intentional? Why? What sort of message are they trying to send?
When you have armored vehicles with zip ties next to these tanks, that is a very scary, or at least a very scary feeling that many of our communities are going to feel. And that is not a welcoming message to our residents. And I think that needs to be acknowledged. When these type of raids happen, whether it's for different instances or immigration, you name it, there are different ways a federal government can approach it. And there are different ways that the Minneapolis Police Department, the Sheriff's Office, can approach it. And it's clear that at the local level, our response failed.
Okay. I want to play you a soundbite that you said yesterday because I want to pick up on what you're saying. So, Jason, listen in. This is you commenting, including about the city leader. So go ahead and play it, Dave.
We know that ISIL's present in our community, regardless of the gaslighting that city officials are saying.
Okay. When I hear gaslighting, Jason, I just think that's lying. Okay. If I use the term gaslighting about someone, I'm basically using another word instead of lying. In your opinion, among the city leaders, who is lying and why are they lying?
When I'm talking about which the city leaders that are talking about that this was a tactic about, so city leaders right now are talking about this federal enforcement as a groundbreak. So the federal government is talking about how this is a groundbreaking criminal operation.
Yep.
And they're saying that this wasn't an immigration customs enforcement a raid, correct? My concern is that we had ICE officials on site. And we are having people saying that it is not okay, that this is not just ICE, right? This is a federal raid. Like for, I think they said it was money laundering.
Drug and money laundering, right?
Yeah, but you had ICE officials there. I believe that you need to acknowledge that ICE was present. City leaders of all kinds, elected officials in the state of Minnesota need to acknowledge that ICE was present. Because when ICE is present in our community, that is very dangerous for our residents.
But don't you think Brian O'Hara and let's just go with the two top people, the mayor and the police chief. Are you saying they lied about this?
I'm not saying they lied. I'm saying that they are downplaying the trauma that our community experienced.
Okay. I want to put you on hold and play one more soundbite. This is Hennepin County Sheriff Dwana Witt, because the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office and MPD were playing a part in this. Here's what Dwana Witt said about some of the comments by city leaders when the immigration conversation came up. Here's the sheriff.
The information that came out on social media from elected officials was highly irresponsible. Mm-hmm. There were ways for them to have accurate information, and instead of getting accurate information, being impulsive and putting out things that could potentially incite riots is senseless.
Do you think she's referring to you and others who are emphasizing immigration?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
hello. Okay, you need to replay that again because when you play the first part, I was saying hello because I couldn't hear anything.
Okay, all right, we'll play it one more time. Here's Hennepin County Sheriff Dwana Witt reacting to some city leaders like yourself who were talking about the immigration part of the conversation.
I'll start with this. The information that came out on social media from elected officials was highly irresponsible. Mm-hmm. There were ways for them to have accurate information, and instead of getting accurate information, being impulsive and putting out things that could potentially incite riots is senseless.
Okay. She's calling you and others involved in this senseless and weren't responsible. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, she's not talking about me because what I said was that ICE was present. Like many elected officials said, ICE was present. And I get it. Maybe it's hard for people that have never experienced ICE in their communities. Maybe it's hard for people that have never had their family members deported. And maybe it's hard for people that have mixed income statuses in their families to understand what this meant. We had ICE in our community. ICE agents, folks with masks covered, tanks, people with military weapons in our community. And that's what people saw, and that's what has been reported. There is no lies or misinformation about that. So
okay,
I guess when you're playing that, she's not talking about me.
But on the ICE side and the immigration side, and there's no doubt Donald Trump in 2015 and 16 when he was running, and then he was president, and then he's running again this time, has emphasized immigration. And there's no doubt at times they use intimidation tactics. I will never, ever downplay that. But, Jason, to me, every single report, whether it's here at WCCO Radio or the Star Tribune, isn't everybody including that ICE was a part of this? What I've heard from city officials that, yes, ICE was there, but at least for now, when the federal government says that immigration was not a part of it, that the city leaders are repeating that part of the conversation, but not lying and saying that someone from ICE wasn't there.
So your question is, can you repeat your question?
Well, I'm sorry if I'm confusing. I'm just saying, if Fry, O'Hara, and others are saying the federal government is telling us that ICE was there, but they're also telling us that immigration wasn't the basis for this, that it was a drug and money laundering investigation, aren't they right now, all these folks who've been skeptical of Donald Trump, push back, have proudly said they're a sanctuary city, right? They're not on Team Trump. Aren't they just acknowledging right now what the federal government said with somewhat of a dose of skepticism?
ICE was present. Enforcement and removal operations were a part of this enforcement action. These are people that carry out the federal government's immigration enforcement operations. Like, that is what was present on site. Like, if we are to say that there was just a federal raid that occurred, then why, on a different instance, that was nothing to do with immigration, we need to ask the question of why was ICE involved? Why was ERO, the Enforcement and Removal Operations, involved? Why were people that enforced the federal government's immigration laws involved? There could have been a different way to approach this federal action into our community. If this is not about ICE, if this is not about immigration, if this has nothing to do with the undocumented people in our community, then why are we sending, not we, but why is the federal government sending ICE?
Yeah.
Why is the federal government sending ERO? There is no need to have these operations with these agencies if it has nothing to do with ICE.
I think that's a fair question.
To bring zip ties next to a military tank as if they're going to round people up and handcuff them with these zip ties in our community on Lake Street.
Okay, so let me.
If this was nothing related to immigration, great. We won't want it to be related to immigration.
Okay.
So then these agencies need to answer why they were present.
I agree that the federal government should 100% answer that question. If this has nothing to do with ICE, why are they there? Let me get you to respond to this side. The federal government would come back and say, we need to be prepared for if this protest turns confrontational, if it turns violent, and that's why we have zip ties, that's why we have the individuals militarized. Is that plausible to you as an explanation from the federal government, or do you dismiss that?
They had different operations across the state in Minnesota. I did not see military tanks. I did not see assault rifles. I did not see zip ties in all these other operations. I would love to see if they had that similar approach that they did on Lake Street.
That's fair.
Why is it that they had this approach on an immigrant corridor and they didn't have it in other places of our state? They didn't have that on Bloomington, from my understanding. They did not have these approaches. Now, that is the point. When you come to Lake and Bloomington, when you come to an immigrant corridor and you have this heavy-handed approach as if you were going to round up our community, you're going to have a different response than you are in different parts of the state.
I think that's fair. I think that's a very
have these federal operators acting in this way, and our city should have no part in that.
I think it's a fair point. A couple last points with Jason Chavez from Ward 9 City Council on the masks. You brought that up. So have a lot of other people. Mm-hmm. I've heard individuals try to defend this and say these individuals from the federal government, they're employees. They're told where to go. They're not the ones who made the decision. They're told where to go, and they're protecting them. They're trying to give them some anonymity so they're not doxxed and targeted later by opponents when they're just carrying out their job. Do you find that plausible?
No. Don't come into our neighborhoods without your name badges, without telling us who you are, with your long weapons and guns and tanks. For all we know, you can be someone that has nothing to do with any type of law enforcement, and you're just in our neighborhoods. That is wrong. You need to be identifiable, just like all these other law enforcement agencies in our city.
Okay, last thing, and I'll let you go, and I really appreciate the extended visit. What is your concern level about the restaurant itself and the very serious accusations of drug and money laundering at this restaurant? Had you heard any suspicions about illegal activity at this particular business?
I didn't hear anything. Those are serious things that need to be investigated and handled. And if they are found guilty, you need to be held accountable by the law. And at the same time, if we have seen this action in any other places in our state, why are they getting different responses compared to an immigrant corridor? There could have been ways for the federal government to handle this without a heavy hand, without tanks, without military weapons, without impacting our community here in South Minneapolis, and there would have been a different response.
Jason, I appreciate the extended visit on an important topic. We'll reach out again. Thank you very much for your time.
Yep. We'll talk. Bye.
From Ward 9, City Council Member Jason Chavez. He's the one who brought up the idea of an after-action review, passed the City Council 12-0, raised a lot of points. I want you to chime in with a phone call, with a text. To me, biggest story for sure in the metro area, right, Dave? This particular week, does anything else stand out?
That's the big one.
That's the big one, and a lot of people have differing views on it, and I'm sure there are people who agree with Jason. I'm sure there are people who disagree. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Phone call or text. 651-461-9226.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, let's jump in. Before we get to a lot of your reactions, is Jason Chavez and what he had to say about the raid early in the week. Laura, we have two stories unfolding right in front of us right now. Take us through both.
Right, Chad. The jury in the Derek Thompson trial has reached a verdict, we just learned. It's going to be read shortly. We're covering this. We'll have the latest as soon as we get that verdict. Thompson, of course, is charged with 5 counts of third-degree murder, 10 counts of criminal vehicular manslaughter in that June 2023 crash that killed 5 young Somali women. So we will bring you that verdict as soon as we get it. And also this hour, we are hearing from the Anoka County Sheriff's Department about a search of a landfill in Elk River today in connection to Manny Collins' disappearance. Manny Collins is that 16-year-old Columbia yep. Heights boy who right. hasn't been seen for about a month.
Sad.
They've been trying to contact the dad, and more information coming on that as well. So we'll have the latest as these events unfold.
Yeah, and both pretty quick. So thank you, Laura.
You're welcome.
Whether it happens with us, whether it happens with Jason, we'll certainly let you know. And just remind you on the Derek Thompson case, they put on no one, the defense, no one. Once the prosecution brought up the brother of Derek Thompson, who confirmed that Derek Thompson was the driver, which Derek Thompson had acknowledged in the federal case, but then was trying to switch that in the state case, they put on no defense. It's Dave, he's going to be found guilty of some of these counts. It's the question whether he's found guilty of all the counts, in particular, because what was included and what was not included, the 5 third-degree murder charges.
Looking from the outside in, granted we weren't obviously in the courtroom, didn't hear everything, but from all the reports, sort of seems like about as close to a slam dunk.
Yeah, and again, right? it reminds me for sure on the 10 other counts. Reminds me of Joe Freeberg, who we miss dearly, and the depraved mind debate tied to third-degree murder. Okay, on Chavez and his point of look what happened in Minneapolis, look what didn't happen elsewhere. Mayor Fry echoed some of those comments. Now, he pushed back at what Chavez and some others had to say. But this point, quote from Jacob Fry a couple days ago, also podcast with us, but a 15-minute interview. I thought it was pretty good. I thought the mayor, it was timely. You can certainly listen to that when you podcast the show. Jacob Fry, when community members that are rightfully afraid see some of these heavily armored vehicles with people in fatigues getting out of them, look, I understand. There's understandable fear. I had the same concern myself. If there is drug and money laundering going on, the feds absolutely 1,000% should pursue it. But if you don't think intimidation and a message to the immigrant community wasn't also a part of the militarized response, you still believe in Santa Claus. Again, I don't want to go light in any way about investigating drug and money laundering charges. And people, whether you live in that area or just care about the area, should be concerned. But come on, Dave, they were trying to do both. They were doing this, and by the way, they should protect those folks who show up. I didn't want MPD. I don't want anybody in law enforcement to be unprepared. Then we can debate how prepared you have to be. And clearly the council member thinks it was too far. But it was a twofold situation here. And if it had nothing to do with ICE, isn't that a valid question? Why was a member from ICE there? Isn't that legit? Don't you think?
Sure. Yes, it's a question that should be asked, and hopefully we'll be given a respectable answer.
And when we had Fry on the other day, and I kept saying, well, if you're believing this, and you're normally a skeptical Donald Trump, how are you going to affirm this? What information can we have? All right, so let's read some of the texts. The heavy response because of exactly how the council person described the corridor, but left out one thing. Yes, it's heavily immigrant corridor. That means there's a large probability of acts of this type being misconstrued to be ICE. Let's see. Let's let all the complainers do the next raid and see how they like it with no guns and backup. Well, I don't want them to have no guns and backup. I don't. The question is how far is too far. And again, come on. These type of raids are happening with 18-year-old kids who are going to high school events. So if you don't think this was twofold, you're naive. Now let's find out how serious the charges are, too. And by the way, if they're serious and there's been an investigation for a long time, I'm glad that they're looking at. Until I hear otherwise from Witt, O'Hare, and Fry, I couldn't disagree more with the perpetually whining Chavez. ICE has additional duties besides the immigration roundups. That's apparently why they were. Chavez needs to educate himself. Well, you know, they could provide a clearer, more explanation. They're saying this is their new style. I wrote it down here. Homeland Security Task Force. Let's see. If those immigrants, reading your text, are legal immigrants in this country, they have nothing to worry about. I'm tired of all these crybabies. Yeah. Well, guess what? There are a lot of people who believe some of the individuals, Dave, who have been apprehended by the Trump administration were legal and were sent away. And then when the courts have said you need to step in and bring them back, what has the Trump administration done? Nothing. I'm not saying the Trump administration has to be as feeble as the Biden administration. Basically, come on in. And then Biden backed that up by finally offering an executive order in his last year, and it slowed things down dramatically. But understand why some people who are here legally are worried they're going to find out that their husband or their son or daughter might not be there. And by the way, if your emphasis right now on illegal immigration is on somebody who's been here for 20 years and has a job and has a family, we couldn't disagree more. On the violent side, 100% pursue those individuals. So I will look forward to the investigation on this, and I will look forward to the comparison how this was handled in Minneapolis compared to elsewhere. Can we go Pella right when we're in the middle of Am I Wrong?
Anything to take more time from Am I Wrong? Is that what I'm hearing?
That's it.
Oh, I see.
Let's pause.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
New record because of the interview, then the breaking news, 2:45.
You ready to take a break, Chad?
We should, technically. Well, you want to do it right here? I can go right into Pella, baby.
I know you could. And I know you'd love to.
No, let's not. Let's do
but
one.
I'm not going to make you. We're going to get one here. We're going to get
Abreu one. Garcia returning to the U.S. to face criminal charges. Very busy news afternoon.
Yeah, I don't think that's part of that. Am I wrong?
But okay. No,
go ahead. It's more importantly, it's watermelon season now. We're officially there. Grad party season, as you opened up early in the show.
Yeah,
that's watermelon.
Even Jason's saddened by what time we're getting to Amarone.
Well, he's not surprised. That's the unfortunate part. I did some research last night. Seedless watermelon invented. I can't believe this. All the way back in 1939, by a plant
that's
researcher.
That's too soon. That's too late.
I thought it was 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
I was eating seeded watermelon as a kid, but apparently 1939, brought to market 1950. Since that time, if we're being honest, Chad, the
Jason's
seedless...
He thinks you've run out of material.
The seedless science community...
There's a community?
...resting on their laurels.
Yeah, they feel good about themselves.
Yeah, they do. You know, they've been basking in that glow of the seedless melon, raking in billions, I'm sure, in the royalties, yet all the while, let's be honest, they're perpetuating a lie. Yeah, the black seeds are gone, vast majority. But you know what you'll have? You still got all the tiny, annoying white seeds. They're
the
all
ones.
There. They are plentiful. The committee says it's time for the public to rise up. We demand a true seedless watermelon to enjoy on that hot summer day. End this faux seedless scam when you're not even close to seedless. Get back to work, science, and finish the job.
Am I wrong? I'm just going to leave it to Food Guy. Food Guy's here. He's just looking at you.
I'm just astonished with all that is available on the buffet of things that you could
buffet,
lead off with.
Yeah, right there.
Well, the interesting thing is this came up because committee member Ron, yes, last night was in charge of snacks. Mm. He brought some pita Ron. Chips, some hummus, but then he was cutting an entire watermelon on the table. We got to talk.
It's been tough for you with the little white seeds?
Well, I just feel like if you're going to call it
delicate,
seedless, make it seedless.
Sort of have a delicate throat. Delicate. Yeah.
This is tied to his tongue dexterity issues. This is a man who also will not have a cone. He has to have it in a bowl.
Right.
Has nothing to do with that. Has to do with the lies that seedless science has been giving us for, going on about 80, 90 years now.
And you're willing to take
frankly,
him on.
And frankly, I think it's funny that Chad won't even respond to it because he's so afraid of the seedless science
I couldn't
community.
Care less.
Yeah, you're terrified. Oh, let's have Jason talk because I don't want to speak up.
That's right.
I'm afraid of
yes,
big watermelon science squashing me, you know?
Squash.
Yeah, got it. How do you handle squash? You okay with the squash?
You are an idiot. It is impossible to have a purely seedless vegetable. How would science even do that?
He's doubting science, right? I mean, I didn't realize RFK
They've
Jr.
made it into like a little sliver of nothing that anyone with normal tongue dexterity, whatever, can handle. Maybe you need to grow a pair and stop being such a crybaby.
Yeah. How about that?
Sounds to me like somebody
who's... But you're not wrong. Technically, you're not wrong.
Yeah. He's somebody who's also just a puppet for big seedless science.
Yeah.
They can tell you a lie. Jason goes along with
us. Not big seedless. I am here for big seed.
Exactly. By the way, if Big Seeds wants to offer up a little Instagram ad for watermelon, he's here.
I'm ready.
He's available. You know who else is ready? Pella.
Pella. Mm. Just say it.
Pella right there. Just say Pella. Let's go. 100 years in the business. Today, maybe you're home. Maybe you're listening to us at your home and you're looking out your windows. And you're thinking, I assume my windows are working, right? Do you really know? I mean, you think people are doing, are they offering up science on their windows on a regular basis? Mm-mm-mm. You know who does? Pella Windows and Doors. Oh. PellaNorthland.com. That's where they've been in business for 100 years. That's why my little home out there on the prairie, they have, when they first put that house together in the early aughts, the homeowners, they put in the Pella Windows and Doors. And I benefited from it. And then last year when I reached out, when I went to the showroom in Plymouth, also a showroom in Woodbury, they replaced a couple windows, and they upgraded my kitchen. And now that I'm moving, of course, I'm putting Pella in the house I'm moving into. Great opportunity to shop at this fabulous company, PellaNorthland.com. 50% off qualifying installations or 0% APR for 36 months, and maybe you'll get some watermelon at Pella. More breakup music and a great way to end. Oh, is this on the web somewhere with Donald as Adele and like pictures of Elon somewhere?
I hope so. So much entertainment. I'm going to take my whack at this topic.
Excuse me?
At the start of the show.
Yeah. Let's go. Keep it going.
I didn't have a show yesterday. I need to have some fun.
Of course. You got to jump in. All right, what's next on this feeble attempt of killing time?
Well, as we were, as I mentioned in the meeting last night with the committee talking about the seedless watermelon.
Still have the watermelon, by the way?
Oh, yeah, it's delicious.
Okay.
It's still delicious,
watermelon,
but it's a lot.
Is not that good.
Oh, ripe watermelon is a top three fruit.
No. After about three of them, you'll
have
like,
a glass
next?
Of water. I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Eating. Like you're eating water.
Fiber, some sort of fiber. It is like you're eating water.
All right, get back to it. Because we got more seed
Excuse
talk.
Me. Yeah.
More seed talk.
Oh, I didn't realize it's a seed theme.
Yeah, it is a seed theme today. Because once those seedless science folks actually finish with the watermelon, hopefully, we've got another project for them to work on. We need seedless trees, specifically big cottonwood. Is it too much to ask that we get a variety of cottonwood tree that doesn't blast the entire state with the little white puffy things in the entirety of May and June? Poor committee member Aaron showed up last night.
Sneezing. Allergies killing him.
Aaron with an E. It's a female.
Sorry.
But I don't know if we even have
sneezing.
Those lines in Tim Walz's America.
Yeah. Got the puffy
eyes. I didn't realize you were so
eyes.
Old school, you know, gender identifying.
What segment is this? Yeah. You two just barging in, blah, blah, blah. Look at me. I've got a good line. Here it is. Anyway, the pain they cause the allergy community. It's awful. Beyond that, it's just awful to have these things flying around. They go in the car window. They stick to the clothes. They get gummed up in the window screens if we dare open the window.
Cancer?
For
I mean, what do you do?
No. I would like the committee would like big cottonwood to be put on notice. You either come up with a way to ditch the seeds or we're coming out with the saws. That's it.
Am I wrong?
You're going to start sawing down every tree across the planet.
No, just the cottonwoods. We'll start there.
Okay.
What is the name of the tree again?
The cottonwood.
And you're upset with the cotton aspect of the tree?
Yes. The littering
so you
of
would just
all
prefer
the big
wood.
Blue.
Wood
you
tree.
You just want wood.
Yeah. I don't like those little cotton balls either, I got to be
See?
Honest.
See? He's on board.
You in favor of those?
I don't really have them in my neighborhood, so it's okay. Not that big of a concern for me.
It's a hermetically sealed neighborhood that you can't get.
I thought you were
going
to go. What we have is the maple, where our backyard, the lawn right now, looks like there are a million mini little maple trees because those dumb little helicopters.
Well, you should be making money for the syrup. I mean, tap that baby for the syrup.
Tapping.
I gave you a tapping line
there. Tap that baby.
Let's go. One more.
Really?
Come on.
Yeah,
come on. You got 20.
You're going to insult the committee like that?
23, 22. Come on. One more.
How about you do a time check?
Nah. Already put it away.
Lindis Construction.
We love them. Andy Lindis. They're great. He'll be on tomorrow, and he'll be taking about 500 texts. No show, in all sincerity, touches it. Jason, speaking of touching.
Andy, this is Jason.
He's going to touch
you
now.
I have a question about my deck.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.